后来我们知道亚伦的子孙加增加增了。
We know the offsprings of Aaron increased.
后来有好几千的这个祭司。
And then there were thousands of priests.
那么好几千的祭司怎么来子孙呢
？So how are they going to serve when there are so many of them?
那么多的祭司在一个小小的圣殿里头，那怎么侍奉法呢
？So many priests and there's a small temple there. How can they serve?
我们知道他们的侍奉是很有条理的。
Now we know that their service was very orderly.
所以到了大卫的时候
，and when it comes to David's time,
在历代志二十四章里面
，and Chronicles 2 verse 20, chapter 24,
我们看见说大卫就把所有的祭司分成二十四班。
And,David divided priests into 24 courses.
每一班按着时候到圣殿里来侍奉。
Every division comes to the temple and serves according to their assignment.
所以这个二十四班就轮流在殿里头在哪里侍奉。
And so the 24 divisions they take turns serving in the house of God.
那么我们来看看那一班在哪里侍奉，也有好多人在哪里。
And even there, those who served it, there were so many of them.
那么他们怎么
And how can they serve together?
在我们主耶稣的那个时候
In the Lord Jesus' time,
据说在圣殿里头也侍奉是这样
We are taught this is the way they serve.
天还没有亮的时候
Before the sunrise,
那一班值班的祭司
the priest, the division that's assigned for that particular time,
他们就在圣殿这一个屋子里头聚集在那里
And they meet in one of the rooms in the temple.
他们在那里就念酒
And there they draw lots.
念酒说今天你在店里做哪一份的工
They draw lots so that they would know their exact assignment for their service.
不是说他们等到门一开就冲进来了。
It's not the moment the doors open, they all charge in.
那么大家就强做，要做事情。
And they all do their different things.
那么你要看见说，所有的祭司都跑到圣所里要去烧香。
And so everybody would like to go into the holy place and to burn in the golden incense.
因为这是最高的事情。
It's the highest ministry.
没有你强我争的事情。
There is no rivalry there.
都要在圣灵面前饮酒。
Everybody draw their lots before God.
因为那时候圣灵。他们有降临
because when they served the Holy Spirit wasn't upon them
他们有降临
the Holy Spirit hasn't come down upon them
所以他们就有念酒的方法
they draw lots
他们相信神会借着这个来引导他们
they believe the Lord can direct their ministry by choosing their lots
念到哪一个酒
whoever picked that lot
他就去做哪一份的工
and he will go to for that particular service
如果他念的酒是叫他在祭坛上献祭
ifHis lot is for him to offer sacrifice on the altar.
他就做献祭的工作。
He will do the work of sacrifice.
如果他的酒叫他去点灯
，if his assignment is to light the candlelight,
他就去点灯。
And he will light the candle.
如果要他奉承食饼
，if his assignment is to lay the showbread,
他就去奉承食饼。
And he will lay the showbread.
如果他的酒是叫他烧香的
，if his lot is for him to burn the incense,
他就去烧香。
And he will do that.
所以你要看见
，so.
They
serve under the direction of God.
They
serve coordinately.
我们看到新约的时候
When it comes to New Testament
你知道在路加第一章里头
And look one
有一个老祭司
There is an old prophet
撒加利亚
Zechariah
他也按照他的班次到圣殿里头来侍奉
And he went into the temple according to his assignment
他已经年老了
And he was aged
差不多要退休了
almost retired
但是那一天念酒的时候
When he chose that lot
他就念到了到殿里去上
And his lot was for him to burn the incense.
你知道按照当时的规矩
，according to the rule，
祭司啊，
谁
在圣殿里头在金灯金香台前面烧香？
To burn incense in before the golden altar.
这个是祭司的工作中最高的工作。
That is the highest, most privileged. Service you can render.
他一生啊，只可以做一次。
you can only do that once in a lifetime.
有许多的祭司一生啊，这个酒都没有抽到。
Any many priests, that lot never come to them.
撒加利亚已经侍奉神多年了。
Zechariah served God for years.
但是还没有机会到这个那里去烧香。
He never had a chance to burn that incense on the golden altar.
但是那一天，神的恩典临到他。
On that day, grace came upon him.
当他进到殿里去烧香的时候。
And when he entered into the temple to burn the incense.
在整个的圣所的本身没有其他的。
Within that holy place, there was no one else.
所有的人都在圆柱的里面。
Everyone else all behind the other, on the outer veil.
他们在哪里祷告？
They are praying there.
不由撒加利亚代表全国。 进到圣所来神面前烧香。
And only Zechariah representing the whole nation, he was burning incense before God.
他在那里为全国来祷告。
He prayed for the whole nation.
他祷告全国的祷告。
He prayed for the whole nation.
我们都知道这个公司,
we know the story.
人这么开天使长对他说话,
and how how art angel appeared to him.
但是这个不是我们的,
and that is not our claim for this morning.
不过是给我们看见,
but we can see one thing.
祭司的侍奉乃是配搭的侍奉。
Priestly ministry is a coordinated ministry.
那我们就是祭司了,
we are all priests.
我们祭司的侍奉也是应当配搭的。
Our priestly ministry must also be coordinated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们不是照着亚伦的正式来侍奉。
Today we do not serve according to the order of Aaron.
我们今天是照着我们祭司的正式来侍奉。
Today we serve under the order of Melchizedek.
我们是凭着神无穷生命的大能来侍奉。
We serve with the fullness of God's life.
谁是我们的大祭司呢？
Who is our high priest?
我们的主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
Our Lord Jesus, He is our high priest.
我们是众祭司。
We are the priesthood.
我们都在大祭司指挥之下来侍奉。
We serve under the direction of our high priest.
今天圣灵就代表我们的大祭司。
Today the Holy Spirit represents the high priest.
在我们每个人的里面，在那里好像念旧一样。
So he inside of it, he's drawn that lot for us.
他在那里引导我们。
He is there leading us.
要我们能配搭起来来侍奉。
So that we can serve together coordinately.
在圣经里面,
in the Bible,
没有单独的祭司。
There is no individual personal priesthood ministry.
祭司的侍奉都是配搭的。
The Levitical ministry.
我们知道立位乃是替神办理,
we know Levitical ministry is managing God's affair, man's affair for God.
这里我们看见他们要在那里管理会幕和会幕的器具。
Here they are managing the tabernacle and furnishing it in a tabernacle.
立位记是给我们看见祭司的身份。
Leviticus, we see priesthood ministry.
民数记是给我们看见立位的身份。
The book of Numbers, we see the Levitical ministry.
所以你打开民数记的时候,
so when we open up the book of Leviticus,
你就看见,
the book of Numbers,
你就看见那一些立位之派，它分三个家。
And you see the Levites, Leviticus, they're divided into three families.
有共和, 有个顺和米利拉。
And there is the Kohath, Gershon, and Merari.
那么这三家也有许多的子孙。
And of these three five families, they all have many of their offspring.
每一家都分配指定专业的工作。
And every time they have their assigned responsibilities.
不能随随便便。
It cannot be careless.
不能强着来做。
They cannot do the other person's work.
也不能说这个工作太小我不做。
And you cannot complain that this task is too small.
因为圣殿里面那些的器具,
because all the furnishings in the tabernacle,
有的很重很重。
Some of them are very heavy.
有的是比较轻的。
And some are quite light.
你也不能说我要捡捡轻的那个重的让别人去做。
And you can say I'll carry the light one and leave the heavy one.
这个都是照着神说。
Because these are all arranged by God.
如果我们看 这个礼拜是二十三章的话。
If you look into Second Chronicles 23,
我们知道那个时候利未的支派，侍奉的人很多很多。
And we notice that many Levites were serving together.
那里告诉我们说
there we are told,
利未人从三十岁以外被数点
those who about the age of 30 from when they were counted
他们是男丁的数目
just the male among them
共有三万八千
there were 38,000
其中二万四千人管理耶和华殿的事
24,000 they were ministering in the house of God.
有六千人做官长和士师
and 1,000 there were officers and judges.
有四千人做看门的
and 4,000 were the gatekeepers.
又有四千人用大卫所做的乐器颂赞耶和华
and 4,000 using the music instruments David playing music in the temple.
大卫将利未人各顺姑和和米利拉的子孙分成班次
and David divided the offspring of Gershonites and Kohathites and Merarites into their separate divisions.
所以我们在这里看见，连利未的子孙也是在里面，也是配搭。
So we see the service of the Levites is was also a coordinated.
如果今天有一个利未的子孙
Now here we have an offspring of Levi
他把这个帐幕抬去了
He carried the tent
但是呢没有人在那里管这个灵座
If there's no one to take care of the furnishing
灵座
The
一个 silver
base The silver base
那么如果你要把帐篷支起来的时候
If you want to erect the tabernacle
你就看见没有那一些的这个银座在那
You will notice that the silver base is going to be missing
你把帐篷如果支起来没有板的话
And when you erect the tabernacle there are no boards
也没有办法支持它
And there's no support
所以通通要配合起来
Everything has to be coordinated
你如果读民数记的话很有意思的
If you read the book of Numbers everything is very meaningful
以色列人要旅行的时候
So when they are going to break camp and journey on
祭司是要进到圣所的里面
And the priest will enter into the tabernacle
把那些的东西都收起来
And they cover all the furnishing
然后利未人就来抬了
And then the Levites will come and carry those furnishing
有的就放在那个车子的上面
And some put on the car
那么就拖着走了
And they pull by off
到了那里他们又要出大起来
And when they arrive as they re-erected the tabernacle. They were all well trained. They were all well coordinated. There's no confusion. And so within 3 days, they break camp. And then erected again. If they had no training before, we know they will face a tremendous confusion. And then priests cannot serve. And the Israelites cannot worship. And so within the Levites, their service was also well coordinated. We cannot do things carelessly.
因为我们碰的是那些的事物的事情。
Oh, because what we touch is the ordinary thing.
所以个人照着个人的意思去做了。
And so we do it according to your own will.
那么你跑进来，你说这个意思应当往东排的。
And so when you come in, you say all the tasks we have to face east.
那个人说这个意思应当往西的。
And then another person say, no, all the tasks are face west.
又有人说那个意思应当往北的。
And then another person say, no, all the tasks are face north.
那么个人排个人的意思。
And so you set your task in your direction
这样的话那可真是混乱
we all face different directions
所以你看就是事物的事情也是有层次的
and so it comes to ordinary practical things there is also coordination
当然利未的人他们自身是在祭司的这个智慧之下
and of course the Levites serve under the direction of the priest
而在属灵一方面来说，我们事物的事情乃是在属灵的事情的底下。
And our practical ministry is to be under the spiritual ministry.
这样我们就不至于有纷乱。
And therefore we'll avoid confusion.
我们再来看一件事。
Let's look at another aspect.
我们知道祭司的事情和立位的事情都与圣殿发生关系。
The priestly ministry and the Levitical ministry are all vitally linked, connected with the temple.
祭司的事情可以说完全在圣殿里面。
We can say this way, priestly ministry is strictly within the temple.
立位的事情有这些建立，有这些建外。
But Levitical ministry, some of their ministries are in the temple, some are outside the temple.
因为要献祭。
Because to sacrifice, you must sacrifice inside the temple.
但是立位的人，他也做官长和士师。
Because Levites, they were also judges and officers.
所以你看见说，他们自己不信做事。
And because they serve,
不信。
They serve the people.
所以他们有的立位人是在建立事情，有的立位人在建外事。
And so some Levites serve in the temple, and some Levites serve outside the temple.
但是都都是与剑有关系
，but they are all linked with the temple.
但事情不能脱离剑
，service cannot be unrelated to the temple.
如果脱离了剑，我们的事情就出毛病。
Once you separate it from the temple, we have problems.
你知道在四世纪里头有这样一件事。
You know, in the book of Judges, we have one incident.
你看四世纪十七章十八章。
If you look into Judges 17, verse 18,
有一个立位人。
There was a Levite.
他是在伯利恒，犹大伯利恒的一个立位人。
And he was from the Bethlehem.
你知道他的名字什么呢？
You know what his name?
他的名字是约书亚。
And his name is called Jonathan.
Jehonathan. 约拿单，他这个人是谁呢？
那 who was this person？
他是摩西的孙子。
He was the grandson of Moses。
但是这个立位人
，but this Levi，
他出去要为自己寻找一个安息之所。
But he was moving out going out to seek a resting place for himself。
这个立位人。
This Levi,
他住在伯利恒。
He lived in Bethlehem.
他应当到耶路撒冷圣殿来侍奉神。
He ought to go to Jerusalem there to serve God.
今天我们如果仔细读圣经也好。
If you read the scripture carefully,
你知道摩西呀，他也献祭。
Moses also offered sacrifice.
但是等到亚伦和他的子孙祭司被建立之后
，When Aaron and his sons were established as the priesthood，
摩西就不献祭了。
And from then on, Moses did not offer sacrifice。
所以他的子孙呢
？So Moses' offspring
不是祭司
，They were not priests。
他们是立位
，They were the Levites。
他们在圣殿里头管理事情
，They managed things in the temple。
你如果看那个礼拜是上二十六章二十四节
，And if you look into Second Chronicles 26 and 24，
你要看见说不顺的这个儿子
，Or you see the son of Jethro。
那是摩西的儿子。
The son Gershon is the son of Moses. What is the son of Moses?
他的儿子啊，做什么呢？管理妇科。
His son meant the treasury.
所以他们是做立位的工作。
And so they do the Levitical work.
但是这里有一个立位人。
But here was one Levite.
那是摩西的孙子。
He was Moses' grandson.
他要为自己寻找他安息的地方。
He was seeking a resting place for himself.
他要为自己寻找工作。
He was seeking work for himself.
结果他就跑到以法利的地方。
And so he went to Ephraim.
碰到一个人叫米迦。
And he met a man called Micah.
这个米迦他为着自己家里做了假神。
And so this Micah he put up some God's idols in his household.
他看见这个利未人来了。
And so when he saw this Levi came to town,
他就封他为家里的这个神的祭司。
And he installed him as the priest for his own household.
所以你看见，摩西的孙子就在尼迦的家里做起祭司来。
And so the son of Moses now he is now a priest in the household of Micah.
他在那里做了家的祭司。
He become a family priest.
祭司没有家的祭司的。
There's no such thing as family priest. Priest is for the whole nation. No, now he's a private family priest. In the tribe of Dan. And they look for a place for themselves. When they found a place,
they
saw a priest there. All these idols there.
You
know what they do? So they told Jehonathan.
他说：“你愿意做一个家的祭司呢，还愿意做一个自派的祭司？”
He challenges, do you want to be a priest for one family or you want to be a priest for one tribe?
哦呦，那当然，一个自派的祭司大得多了。
Of course, to be a priest of one tribe is bigger.
所以他弯弯自己拿了这偷了这些的偶像，就去做一个自派的祭司。
And so he stole the idols and he became the tribal priest.
圣经怎么说呢？
You know what the scripture says?
神的掌握。 在示罗有多少的日子？
And he got saved. The God's head was in Shiloh for many days.
你家那个偶像啊，在山的那里也有多少的日子？
The idol in Micah come also for so many days.
你家就做的偶像。The
idol that he made.
现在在山那里了。
Now it's not in the top of Dan.
也是有多少日子？
It's also for so many days.
换句话说，
another word,
我们看见在敬拜和侍奉神的事情上出了事情。
We see we create problem now in this matter of worship and service.
以色列的中间有了两个敬拜，两个侍奉。
And now in the next Israel, they have two worship and two services.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这里就是给我们看见，
Here we see,
我们的侍奉不能与殿头的关系。
Our service cannot be unrelated to the temple of God.
感谢上帝神，
Praise God.
我们不但是祭司又是立位，
We are not just priests, but we are also Levites.
我们不但是立位和祭司，
We are not only Levites, priests and Levites.
我们也是神的殿，
We are also the house of God.
弟兄姊妹， 我们就是神的殿，
We are the temple of God.
所以你要看见的说，
so we have to see,
我们所有的侍奉都在神的殿里头。
So all our services are all within the temple of God.
如果我们在神的家之外，
if we serve apart from God's house,
在神的教会之外，
apart from the church of God,
另外去寻找，
seek another service,
为自己来寻找侍奉的话，
seek a service for yourself,
我们会做一个家的祭司，
we may become a priest for a family,
但是我们甚至可以做一个自派的祭司，
we may even become a priest for a tribe,
但是这一个都是分离神的侍奉。
But this kind of ministry are divisive in nature,
乃是神所憎恶的。
It's God what hates.
亲爱的弟兄们，今天我们在哪里侍奉？
Here we are serving God.
究竟我们是家的祭司呢？
Are we a priest of a family?
我们是一个自派的祭司呢？
Are we priests for a tribe?
我们乃是全国性的祭司。
But we are priests for the entire nation.
许多今天侍奉神的人，
Many of those who serve God today,
虽然 没有这个名称，
even though they do not have this label,
但是我们所做的事是这样。
But in their work we tell, they are that way.
我们侍奉的范围就是一个家。
Because our sphere of our ministry is just like family.
我们所建立的是我们那一个家。
What we establish, what we build, is that one small family.
有的人也是大一点，是这里一个自派。
And some people are bigger, they set up a tribe.
但是就是建立这个自派。
Even though establish that tribe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在侍奉神的事情上，我们不能关闭。
In the service of God, we cannot be exclusive.
我们不能单独。
We cannot be personal,
individual.
Our service is to serve the entire church.
我们在哪里是建造基督的身体。
We are serve, our service is for the building up of the body of Christ.
但是很可惜的事情。
But sadly. That many God's servants are there building up their own kingdom. They are not there building up God's church. This part we find in the book of
Jeremiah.
Because there was no king. And everybody do that which is pleasing in their own sight. Brothers and sisters, do we have a king? Christ is our king. If we are truly under him, then we will not be able to serve according to our own will. We must serve in the temple. We must serve in the church. We serve all God's people. It's not just one family or one tribe. When it comes to New Testament, we can see even more clearly. We know in the New Testament, we are priests and we are Levites, and we are God's temple. And so we're here together serving God. If you look into the book of Acts, the ministry service we find in the book of Acts are all coordinated service. Before the coming of the Holy Spirit, those God's people, they were all individuals. But on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down, this 120, and they were baptized by one Spirit, and now they are members. There are 120 members of that one body. Even they were all praising the mighty power of God, but their testimony is one. When Peter stood up, and 11 stood up with him. Peter was the mouthpiece. But the 11 stood together with him. That is coordination. That means when you're speaking that, you speak for all of us. We are one heart proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And when we look into the church in Jerusalem, and because there were so many people, so in the care for the widow, there was a problem. Now if you know the background of that
Jerusalem,
at that time in Jerusalem, because it's a time of peace, and so Jews from all places congregated in Jerusalem. And therefore 3,000 were saved that day. And all these Jewish people, they came from all places. And God adds to them daily. And so at that time, there were many, many people. They were all Jews. But there are two different kinds of Jews. One is the Hebrew Jew. One who is Hellenistic Jew. Hebrew Jews, they reside in the area of Palestine. And the Hellenistic Jews, they are those who scatter abroad. And so their cultural background are not quite the same. And so in the early church, you have these two different types of people. At that time, the 12 apostles, they are all Hebrew Jews.
他们什么都管。
They took charge of everything. And they preached and also they served tables. And those 12 or so were full of the Spirit. But they cannot meet the demand.
So
and because